This is Chubby Ray Live. And here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle.
Oh, yeah! What's up, people? It is Chubby Ray Live. Oh, my. Oh, my. It's got yellow. Welcome to the program. My name is Ray Lytle. It's great to be here. Chubby Ray Live is the podcast and on-demand show that you can watch live when we record it every single day between 4:30 and 6 o'clock p.m. Central Time at www.chubbyray.com. Also available on a Ustream and Stickcam and all kinds of different places. So, hello, how are you? Hello. I'm Ray, my co-host of the show, as always, are the same. From Liverpool, England, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the one and only, Gully.
Very good evening to you.
And, of course, joining us from Parts Unknown.
Parts Unknown.
The one and only, Vanilla Gorilla. Hello, Gorilla.
Thank you, Ray. And I would like to tell you today that I am broadcasting live and nude from Duclon Studio A.
Oh, nice. Should I put your camera on?
That's very nice, thought.
If you were live, you could put my camera on.
I am live. What do you mean
no,
I'm not?
No, you're not.
What do you mean I'm not live?
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
What do you, I'm live.
You're not live.
You guys, I'm telling you, I'm live.
I'm telling you, I'm loading the page, and it's going nowhere fast.
Really?
Nope.
Oh, now it is.
Because I'm live. You're right. I think it's clicking in and out.
It might be the volcanic ash.
I am live.
Are you stealing internet from Hillbilly Joe?
Dude, I'm telling you, I am live right now.
I see you. You're live now. You weren't live when you said it.
I am too live.
So, what's up?
Nothing. Hold on a second.
How you doing?
Now I want to check and see if I'm live.
That's all right. You're live. I'm looking at you right now.
Yeah, you're live now. You wasn't before, but you are now.
That's all right. While you're doing nothing, Gully and I will have a chat. Hi, Gully. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Gorilla, how are you?
Good. I heard your day was better today. Nobody throwing up all over you?
No, well, that was nice. No one wants to clean vomit off the floor.
Yeah, you got to remember what happened was yesterday a guy showed up at Gully's house and threw up on him.
Or threw up
on your something or other. I don't know what it was. But.
On the front doorstep.
Yeah.
Which I had to stand on.
Which was not, that's just not cool.
No, really it's not.
That's not cool at all, man. Man, that's not cool, man.
If it's any solace, I'm sure he had a really nice time sleeping on a park bench last night.
Totally not cool. No, some friend of yours showed up and then threw up on you. Or threw up on your house or something.
For today, I would like to... I am doing the show on behalf of all the people who paid taxes.
Oh, thank you.
On the 50% who actually paid.
Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
It's very noble.
Appreciate your doing that. It's very kind of you.
No problem.
What a guy.
What's tax day in England, Gully?
I think it's like the end of the month, to be honest.
Like,
I don't pay taxes. I haven't paid taxes in my life. I was self-employed when I did work.
Wish I didn't have to pay. I got to file an extension. I got to file an extension. It sucks, you know, being on unemployment. You get screwed with to pay a lot of taxes.
I never gotten that either. The government sends you money, and they want you to send some back.
Well, yeah, but it's an income. So
yeah, it's dumb. They're the ones that are paying you. Why don't they just keep it before they give it to you?
Well, one would think. But I've told you, how many times have I told you unemployment is not a welfare program? Unemployment is an economic stimulant program. It's what it is. They care more about putting money into the economy than they do about putting money or than they do about making sure that families don't go hungry. That's what unemployment's about. I'm telling you.
I find it very surprising that you get taxed and you have to pay it like every year.
Because it's an income.
Well, Well, they do, the way they do it over there is they tax you directly every month.
Yes,
they'll take
every,
the amount out
no,
of the money
every
you pay.
Every paycheck. That's what we do. We take money out of our paycheck based on your withholdings. Right? You know what I mean? You can withhold so much, and then you try to get mm-hmm. it. The goal is to try to get it to where the amount they take out of your paycheck every paycheck is the exact amount you'll owe at the end of the year. A lot of the times you either overpay or underpay. And then every April 15th is when we file our taxes, and it, you know, you're supposed to make up the difference or receive the difference back.
Yeah, that's when they settle with you.
And a lot of times, like this year, they switched the tax codes. Like Obama switched it to where the middle class taxes dropped. Okay, so the people who set their amount taken out based on what the tax code was like in 2007 for middle class, it's actually you pay less. So that means the amount you took out is more than what you owe, so you'll get the money back.
I would think
now, if you are wealthy, if you're extremely wealthy, obscenely rich, and you set up your money to go out based on what you paid in 2007, well, you're screwed because your taxes have been raised. Therefore, you're going to have to pay.
Okay.
Yep. Let's take the money from the people who give the jobs to people.
Right. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Brilliant.
And I think it's, I know this is going to hurt the Indian and Chinese economies. So those rich people won't be able to hire them anymore with their increased tax rates.
Really?
That'd be horrible.
No more cheap clothing for us.
Yeah. Oh, well. Or what is more likely that happens, rich people won't be able to just keep more money, which is what they do. But that's just my opinion, I guess. I've never been wealthy. What do I know?
And at this rate, you never will.
I hope I'm not. I really hope I'm not.
Unless somebody's out there willing to give him $2 million.
No.
So that he'll take the tea bag.
I don't want to be wealthy. Ever. I just want to sit here and piss you off because obviously poor people piss off Gorilla.
Poor people don't piss me
poor
off.
Poor people make Gorilla angry. Gorilla's he's angered by the fact that there are poor people out there.
Not at all.
He feels everyone who is poor is lazy. They don't want a job. That's why they're
not
working.
That's not what I'm saying. Not what I said at all. Mm-hmm. There are some poor people out there that work their asses off every day, and to them, I salute them.
Mm-hmm.
You just turn your nose up at people who don't have money.
Yes.
No, not at all.
He's one of these people. He's one of these people. We heard him say it before. He is one of these people that have said, there's jobs at McDonald's. You could take them.
That's right.
Uh-huh. That's right.
And you know what? I respect people who did that.
Shit. Until you go to hire them.
You know what? I would rather
hire someone. You got a college degree. And you're going to go work at a McDonald's, and then you're going to, when the economy does fix itself, and God, I hope it fixes itself, you're going to have to go into a job interview and have to answer the question of, what the hell were you doing working at McDonald's?
And you know what I'd say? I would say, you know what? I'm not a lazy ass.
I'm sure that you would. I'm sure you would.
And you know what? I've done it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't look good for you. It does not look good.
Didn't hurt me one
well,
bit.
Well, you know what? Maybe you're not in a specialized field.
Oh, God.
It does not look good for people. It doesn't. Unbelievable. People go through hell. It's a rough time. It's a time for people to be sympathetic, not these unpatriotic people shipping jobs over to other countries.
Yeah, because they're so unpatriotic because they're capitalists.
They're very unpatriotic.
Right.
I think it's borderline treasonous the way they have shipped jobs out of this country.
With all the treaties that the government signed.
Treasonous! But
with all those treaties the government signed.
And listen,
for free trade.
You know I love the president. You know I love the president. I think he's great.
I know.
I love Obama.
I know. You want the president's teabagging. We know.
But I'll tell you what. What happened to this... I just want to know what happened to the raising of taxes for people who ship jobs overseas. We talked about it in the campaign trail. We talked about it in the State of the Union. He talked about it. The Republicans booed it, actually.
And then he didn't do it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
How did he not get that through with the majority in the Senate, majority in the House?
Well, I just want to know.
How does that not happen?
I'll tell you how. Because the goddamn rats are in charge of the cheese. I'm sick of saying it. Over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Your guys are in there.
Over and over
your
again.
Your guys are in there.
Listen,
he doesn't
there
have
is
to
no,
be bipartisan.
God damn it, Gorilla, listen to me. There is no your guys and my guys. They're all our guys. I'm sick and tired of having this argument with you every damn day. Your thick-headed ridiculousness. It's not our team versus your team. We are all Americans. We are Americans.
I don't clap during the State of the Union.
I don't give a rat's ass if you're Republican or Democrat. It
is
not
my
president. It is a bad idea. A bad idea to give tax breaks to companies who are shipping jobs to other countries at a time when this country is in economic duress.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a president that is wanting to do it, and he knows.
That the government
he
signed,
knows.
That's okay.
Free trade has nothing to do with goddamn taxes for giving jobs overseas. It has nothing to do with trade agreements. Mm-hmm. Act educated. I know you are. It is a flat-out law that they give a tax break to companies who hire people in Asia.
Well, the Asians need jobs too, right?
The president said he wants to change this. Why won't he change it? Because he knows he cannot get enough votes to pass it. Why? Because corporate America, who is responsible for hiring people in Asia, are spending money and money and money into getting people reelected to keep this from ever coming to a vote. It sickens me. Republicans, Democrats, I don't care what you are. It sickens me that they will not, that this isn't the first thing they pass at a time when this country is under so much duress. Millions of people becoming unemployed. More, hundreds of thousands of people a week. It's unbelievable. It is it's unpatriotic. It's unbelievable. It's terrible for this country. Terrible.
I think it's
terrible for this country.
Very capitalistic, cost effective.
You know, Gorilla, I pray to God that your job one day is sent to India. Then I'm going to see how you feel about it.
I don't think my job can be sent to India.
I pray to God that you have to sit and be unemployed because someone is doing your job for cheaper in India
or
China.
I would never have to be unemployed because I would go work at McDonald's if I had to.
Mm-hmm. McDonald's wouldn't even hire you.
Which I have done before.
McDonald's would not hire you. You're obese.
Oh, Burger King. I have plenty of experience there.
Burger King. You
the king.
You are obese and over the age of 30. They're not going to hire you.
I have experience at Burger King.
It doesn't matter. You're obese and over the age of 30. Go there now and apply. Let me see if they hire you.
You mean to do that? Go apply Burger
I
King?
I want you to go apply Burger King. Tell me if they hire you because you are over 30 and obese. They're not going to hire you at Burger King.
I won't take the job. They're going to pay me less than what
they're
I'm making now.
They're not going to hire you and they have a 17-year-old who's physically fit. They'll hire him. Because it's unskilled labor. Why wouldn't they hire someone younger, more fit, and less opinionated, and less? They really don't want anyone skilled.
Because makes sense.
Someone might actually look at what they're doing over there and say, actually, we'd be more efficient if we'd blah blah blah. Do you really think the guy running Burger King wants someone there smart enough to figure out that what they're doing is not the right way? Come on.
Absolutely
not.
Yellow Fury's in the chat room right now saying India's where the jobs at his company are going. Highest paid employee over there is $300 a month.
You can't argue with the numbers, though.
You can't. I mean, they should. Listen, if the companies are going to get that big a break, then they should pay a higher taxes.
Why?
They should.
Because they play the system better?
No, because they're sending jobs to another country.
So you'd rather tax a company that's sending jobs overseas, but people coming over the border illegally, that's okay.
I'd rather give...
So somebody doing something legal is bad. Somebody doing something illegal...
I would rather give a tax break to a company that hires someone in this country. That's what they should do. They should create tax credits
I'm just trying companies. To get your logic here. What's legal is not okay.
What that? This has nothing to do with okay. the legal immigration, you moron. This is
cut. I'm just saying.
This is black and white, cut
legal,
and dried.
Legal, illegal.
This particular conversation that I'm having, I don't know what conversation you're having. The conversation I'm having is cut and dry. It's extremely simple to comprehend. The conversation that I'm having
is that
it's legal. Raise taxes.
But it's legal.
They should. I'm not talking about legalities of anything. I'm saying they should create a new law.
They should create a new law to punish a company for doing better.
No. Not to punish
a company. That's exactly what you're saying.
In the same law, they should give tax credits to companies that hire people in the United States of America.
So you want government to go tell a business how to run it?
Yes. You're goddamn right I do, because I'm sick of the rats being in charge of the cheese.
And I want to point out, somebody just said something in the room. It said it's not punishment, it's taxation. Taxation is punishment.
Really? Let's see how it works.
They use the tax code as punishment.
Let's see how it works when they have no taxes. Then we'll see what's happening. You know what? If it's so bad in America,
I don't. You know what?
In America, I'm so sick of hearing these guys talking about how they're overtaxed in America. You know what? Get your company.
I'm overtaxed.
Get your company. Get the hell out of here. Go put your company in Mexico and see how it works. Go ahead and base. If your company's doing so good in China, why the hell haven't you moved your company to China? How come Walmart isn't headquartered in goddamn China? Why not, Gorilla? Why aren't they headquartered there?
Because they have so many stores here, right? They
really?
Gotta be where they're actually.
Why? No. What's the real reason they're not headquartered in China, Gorilla?
Because this is where the action's at.
No. What's the real reason?
They have all their plants over there.
What's the real reason?
They sell all their stuff.
What's
here?
The real reason they're not headquartered in China?
Because their stores are in America.
Nope. What's the real reason? You don't know the real reason?
Because their stores are in America.
No, because China's a communist country. You can't just open up a company in China. Because guess who owns part of your company? Chinese government. But that's all right. But it's okay to send them billions and billions and billions and trillions of dollars. That's all right.
You know, I'm with Yellow Fear. Let's make a flat tax. Everybody pays a
single. I agree. Listen, I'm for that. I think everybody should pay.
I'll do that.
I think 15%.
I'll go for that.
15% across the borders, no deductions at all. Every single American pay 15% of your taxes. End of discussion.
I'm with that.
Except people who make over $5 million should pay 20%. But that's just me.
That's not. No, it's flat.
That's just me.
One tax rate for everyone.
You get me going to start this. How dare you?
No
How
more rob you. Thy neighbor.
How dare you?
That's
Nobody's
good,
robbing thy neighbor. I'm sick of your rob thy neighbor. Not robbing the neighbor. What poor people and rich people live in the same damn neighborhood? You jackass.
Well, I guarantee you there are people around me that pay no taxes.
Mm-hmm. Keep poking them with the stick, PG.
Probably neither one of my neighbors pay taxes.
I hope they don't.
And both those sons of bitches probably rob me.
I hope they do. I hope they rob and molest you in your sleep. I really do.
This is much better than the election debate in my country, I have to say. At least they don't tell them.
You know, this it just it really these
the
idiots.
The great thing is, you just keep going. I'm like throwing shit out there that's just nonsensical, and you're like,
really,
what are you talking about?
It really, really infuriates me, the stupidity of people. It really bothers me. The people that say we need a free market economy. We need to help big business by lowering taxes. And then they go, we need to get rid of welfare. We need to get rid of unemployment. Really? We're going to get rid of it now. Do you really think about it? Do you really want to get everybody that's on welfare and just take it away?
Absolutely.
Really? And then what's going to happen? What's going to happen?
I'm not talking just like, well, hold on. Let me explain what I'm saying first, though. I'm not talking just individuals that are on welfare. I'm talking farmers, corporations. No more government money to companies and people that don't earn it. How hard is that?
We will not exist as a country within 5 years if they
You know what? We will.
We will not.
It will be a rough transition, but we will survive.
If you could live
it
with your...
It like that
if
all
you
the time, right?
Could live.
It didn't start out that way, did it?
If you could live with yourself... And doing that, then more power to you. Or you're more worse off than I thought.
It didn't start out that way.
You honestly think it is okay to do that.
Absolutely. We stop taking money from one person and giving it to another person.
You need to move somewhere else because you live in America where you have the right. You should feel lucky you live in this country where you have the right to be successful.
There's opportunity to be successful. It's not a right.
Sure.
It's opportunity.
No. You have the right to that opportunity. That's what America's all about.
Yeah, it's an opportunity, but it's not. It's not if you're not successful, they're going to make you successful.
All right, move to Cuba and try to start a small company.
Well, apparently Cuba's got some great health care, according to...
They have fantastic health care. They have fantastic health care. Go there and try to start a business. Go there. Try to start one.
I don't...
Go to China and try to start one.
I actually like my country, Ray. Mm-hmm. I just don't like...
You'd never know.
The amount of taxes they make me pay kind of sickens me.
Well, we need to continue.
Especially
on the course
like when
that
I'm talking
on.
When I'm paying almost as much in Social Security that I'm paying in taxes, and when Social Security time comes around for me, I'll either be dead because I'm 400 pounds, or I'm a smoker, or
and there won't be any money
there.
Left. Yeah, there won't be money. I don't think so. When we get old enough for Social Security, it won't be left.
That's my point. They're taking money, promising me something, and they're not going to give it to me.
Politicians not delivering. Wow, there's a funny thing.
So no one told you overeating or smoking is bad, huh?
Government. Oh, I knew.
Government.
Stupid.
I do want to say this. In health care reform, one of the things they could have done that they didn't do is, I got to be honest, I think that everybody's worried about government-funded abortions. What they should have had is government-funded lap bands.
That actually might not have been a bad idea.
Government-funded lap bands would not have been a bad idea. Because I'll tell you something. Obesity, and I know I'm morbidly obese. Obesity is a problem in this country. It gets worse and worse and worse. And smoking continues to be a problem in this country. They've got to do something to help us prevent people from getting...
I like smoking, like though, and I like eating.
I know, but they've got to do something to, really. They've you got know, to actually, do something, because it leads to horrible things. Smoking leads to cancer. Obesity leads to diabetes and heart disease and cancer. And so many. Listen, and we know this, and still, we don't care. There's something wrong with that. There really is something wrong. They need to do, they should look at maybe finding a way, more health. Health reform should have gone more the way of prevention than it did.
I'm telling you, this one, the one they just passed, that is just the framework. Now all they have to do is amend the bill.
Let's hope. Let's hope they amended positively.
Let's hope.
No,
they
but were, I think we can agree. I mean, everybody on the show and people that they should do. There should be education or.
They have education.
Yeah, but even...
Didn't you learn the food pyramid in school?
Yes, I learned it wrong. The food pyramid told me I was supposed to have 4 to 6 servings of bread a day. And then I find out 30 years later that that's what made me so fat, is all these carbohydrates I've been eating. I had no idea they were bad for me. I was thinking that by not eating the protein that I was doing better because of that stupid food chart.
It would probably be better if you were only eating... 4 to 6 servings of bread, but people eat more than they realize.
It's ridiculous.
A serving of bread is one slice. You get a double cheeseburger, that's 2 slices. Plus the 2 patties of beef.
Hey,
what's
the one? What's the one that has the 3 pieces of bread? Is it the Big Mac?
That's Big Mac. Yeah, that's 3
servings.
Of bread.
Yeah,
and one meal, and you're only supposed to have 4.
Yeah.
Can we stop talking about food? I'm getting hungry.
Say it. To fix some stuff.
I want one of them KFC burger chicken burger things where the actual
if you're on a carb-free diet, if you're doing no carbs, that's actually a great meal.
Apart from the salt.
Well, you're not going to get around the salt. That's No, but I'm serious. If you're doing a low carb diet, like a protein diet. Mm-hmm. That's a great meal for you.
Here you go.
It really
Here's
is.
Question for you, Ray.
And I'm somebody that I want to try to. I want to get back on my protein diet again.
Here's a question, Ray. What is What is one? How big is one serving of meat?
What do you mean, how big?
In ounces. How many ounces is one serving of meat?
Six?
Three.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
Well, that's one serving.
That's ridiculous.
You know how much serving?
Like, is that serving? Like in Ethiopia?
No, that's what a real serving is. Serving is 3 ounces of beef.
That's ridiculous.
And then like a serving of green beans to go along with it is a quarter cup of green beans. And mashed potatoes, if you're going to eat that with it, is like a quarter of a cup, too.
No.
And that's a meal. That's supposed to be a meal. Well, it is a meal. I mean, but when they talk about, you know, if you ate that, you'd be okay. The problem is nobody understands serving size.
It's what you are served.
But that's what I mean.
But you go to a restaurant and, you know, they overserve, too. I got to be honest, when I'm going to start doing the protein thing again, I'm looking forward to having one of those Kentucky Fried Chicken sandwiches. They have a grilled version too, right?
I think you'd need to avoid salt for the next week because you've actually intake for the...
I'd want the grilled... I like their grilled chicken. Yeah, their grilled chicken?
I don't like chicken.
Wow, Kentucky Fried... The KFC grilled chicken's amazing.
I don't eat chicken. Chicken, catfish.
That's good stuff.
Do you know the Colonel's secret recipe has one effect on me? It gives me the squares.
Oh, thank you, Kelly. Thank you.
Yep, anytime.
All right, I want to get a little more hopeful. I'm sick of this arguing. Every day I got to argue with this gorilla.
I'm just glad I push you to it.
This fascist. Bye. I have to argue with him every day.
You're going to call me a fascist.
I have to argue with this fascist every day.
You're going
to
call me a fascist. A man who wants corporate freedom. I'm a fascist who believes in the free market
system.
Insane. I'm a fascist.
This person in Fantasyland.
I think you got the roles reversed.
I'm sick of arguing with this person in Fantasyland who thinks that the wonderful business fairies are going to trickle down the wealth. I want to move to something more helpful, more hopeful.
Oh, can we talk about the Michael Jackson thing now?
I want to talk about something hopeful.
Ooh.
Something better. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Vic's Dreams. Vic, much like Dr. Martin Luther King. Dr. Martin Luther the King! Vic, too, has dreams. And he would like to, he'd like to share them with you.
Sure, we'd love to hear them.
Hello, girlie.
Hello, Vic.
Hello, gonorilla.
Victor?
I have a dream that one day all children will have access to quality educations.
That's nice, Vic.
I have
That's
a dream.
Helpful.
That every single human being will go to bed knowing that they are loved and taken care of.
It's very nice.
I have a dream that people who have tattoos on their face will one day wake up and realize they look like jackasses. I have a dream that grandmothers would realize that people under the age of 60 don't give a shit what happened on Murder, She Wrote 20 years ago.
Andy Griffin rules.
I have a dream that Lindsay Lohan would hurry up and die so Entertainment Weekly could finally stop holding the front page for her. I have a dream that in order to call yourself a tea partier, everyone involved would have to wear a stupid hat and use doilies underneath their little teacups, plus hold out their pinky fingers in ladylike fashion while holding up their racist signs.
So wrong, Victor.
I have a dream that Oreo cookies had the healing properties of cortisone ointment. Because then eczema sufferers would weigh 400 pounds, but be symptom-free. I have a dream that the camel toe was more socially acceptable. And last like but not one. Least, I have a dream that one day school bullies would stop being so lazy and start making house calls to homeschooled children.
Big streams.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a dream.
Thank you, Vic. Very nice. Kind of outlasted the music bed there. Forgive me.
They were big dreams.
My timing was off. Oh, well.
That's why you need a producer.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that should have
been. Where's Pickett? Mr. Producer.
He's getting married. His marriage is getting closer.
Oh, yeah. He's going to use that as an excuse.
That's what he says. He says he's only like 9 days away from marriage.
You know,
he's going to last about 10 seconds in bed when he gets her to bed, though, on that day. He's just going to be I'm sorry. This never normally happens.
There's a lot of stuff.
He's
going to
get killed within
on.
The first couple of weeks because you can go so disappointed with him.
Can I ask, did anybody see the meteor last night?
I saw it live.
Did you see it? I heard it was visible from here.
Oh, it was huge in the sky.
I saw the video this morning. They had a video from some type of, there was a security camera on or something, and they caught it.
Yeah, we were out. I was with my brother last night at his shop.
Okay.
We were outside smoking and talking. He's looking up past me. He goes, "What the hell is that?" I turned around. And I looked at it, and it was huge. And he goes, "I think it's a plane on fire."
They say that it was. You could see it in Illinois, Iowa, Wisconsin. It was visible at all. It was visible everywhere.
Well, I don't know if you've heard on the new.
The hell was that? Forgive me, everybody. I don't know what just happened there. The Skype somehow decided to get a mind of its own. Please forgive me. It was very bizarre. Wow. It was very, very bizarre. Hold on, I'm going to bring that back up. But yeah, that was definitely some type of digital error. That was sort of like a remix. it was a Gully remix. And then all of a sudden, it just kind of crapped out on me. So, hold on a second. I'm gonna fire things back up. We'll be able to talk to these guys in a second. But what they're talking about was this gigantic, like, fireball, was just going through the sky. It was insane. It was like something out of a movie. It was huge. This huge fireball just flying through the sky.
Oh, it was awesome.
So, all right, I'm sorry. You were talking about it, and Gully, you were getting ready to make a point. What was your point?
Well, we can't see anything at the moment because of the big volcanic explosion in Sweden.
Okay.
Covering our whole of our country in a cloud, and no planes can fly because it's full of glass.
Okay.
So we're on lockdown at the moment, and no planes can move.
That is insane.
And you can't see the sky.
Somebody called and left a voicemail. Hold on, let me see if this is important or not.
Hey, I saw the meteor. It was like Jeebus was coming around the sky, coming on down to visit us, and take away the sin and the mud people. Oh, shit. And
I think he's listening.
I'm not sure what that was. I don't know. Someone was coming. Someone was calling. I couldn't get all that. There's something about mud people. That's all I heard in the message. Okay, so this was the most bizarre thing, okay? The meteorite was in the sky, and it went across. You could see it in Illinois, Iowa, Wisconsin, Michigan. Is there any other report? Did they see it anywhere else?
I don't know.
This is just, they said
like
that
I
was,
saw it personally.
Like four states could see it or something. The video was frightening.
I think they said it burned up over the airport.
This is what they said. This is what they're claiming, according to conspiracy theorists. They're claiming that this was a meteorite and landed somewhere in Wisconsin.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's not possible.
Yeah, I don't...
It's the vape.
Wouldn't we feel it?
Well, no, because it was going west to east.
They say that it definitely landed, if it was a meteorite, it landed in Wisconsin.
No, it landed over by the airport.
That's going to be quite dangerous then.
What
really,
airport? What airport are you talking about?
The Capitol Airport.
It didn't land in Springfield?
Yes, it did.
Gorilla, this
here's what happened.
Yeah, what is
it? Last night we saw it. It was about 10 after 10 last night. We saw it. We went trying to track it down. Mm-hmm. My brother and I went down Dirks, and my brother went down 55 looking for, like, fires or anything.
All right.
And my brother turns in on Sangamon, and there's those gas stations there, and he pulled in, and there was a sheriff there, and the sheriff said they got the report from Capitol Airport that the whatever it was had gone over the airport and burned up.
Yeah. I think it was an optical illusion. I think it was an optical illusion that it was...
No, it was no optical. This thing was
that it was over Springfield. It was not over Springfield.
I think it was huge.
It was over... It was not over Springfield at all.
It's the first signs of the apocalypse.
It's not a sign of the...
I thought locust was the first sign of the apocalypse.
Not a sign of the apocalypse. Stop being
insane.
We've got volcanoes
over here.
Stop being crazy.
We've got clouds of glass and volcanoes over here. We've got meteors over there. Next, it'll be earthquakes. Watch. It's never going to be 2012. It's right now.
No, earthquakes already happened. That was Haiti and Chile.
And oh, well, there you go.
China
then.
And Japan and California.
Where in the crap, then?
There's earthquakes everywhere. There's earthquakes every day.
Well, when
next
the plague
of cosmic phase.
When the plagues of locusts come, then I'll start worrying.
Yes. Okay, so here we go with the, I want to read a little bit of this about this this meteor, or what they're saying was a meteor. A meteor lights up sky, crashes in Wisconsin, is what AP is reporting. An apparent meteor in Wisconsin and Iowa lit up the sky at 10:10 p.m. Central Time last night. The fireball in the sky was seen by hundreds, causing a flood of social networking activity, said one Facebook user. The AP reports that the meteor led to rattling houses and causing trees and the ground to shake. It really, wow. I mean, it's something else.
Big.
I mean, this thing is huge. There's great, I guess CNN has some, let me make this available. I want to see if I could play this. I'll try to put it to where we can see it. I think a full frame here. I'll see if you guys can see this or not. We're going to see if we can watch this video. This is the CNN video, and you'll look. All right, and you're going to see it come across the sky right here. Here we go. Look at that.
Wow.
I mean, look, that one thing, it lit up the sky. Here's another one up here. See that?
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, here's the other one. Well, here's another one up here. Once again, look how bright it is, and then boom. Is that what you saw, Gorilla?
Yeah, that's what I saw.
You're going to see it right here again. Boom. That's what people were seeing last night.
That thing was huge.
Yeah, it's insane. It happened last night. Videos are starting to trickle in now. They're saying that it was a meteorite that crash-landed in Wisconsin.
What it really was is Joe was abducted and they returned
really
him pretty
was.
Quickly.
Oh, maybe I didn't see that one. It says that it was a shower. So maybe there was more than one.
Well, that's possible. That is possible.
Because they're expecting them through the weekend.
That's weird. Wow. That's I'll tell you what, that's scary stuff.
Yeah.
Scare the hell out of me. God stuff when it hits your house.
That'd scare me, That'd scare me as much as, like, I don't know, being a single woman around Ben Roethlisberger or something.
Well, I've got to keep my window closed so volcanic ash doesn't get in.
That would scare the hell out of me.
You know how Jesse James calls his unit the Vanilla Gorilla?
Yes.
I wonder if Ben Roethlisberger calls his the Big Ben.
He's got to, right? He's got to.
Always dongs at 12.
The big raper. Well, I shouldn't give Ben Roethlisberger grief. They did not charge him.
Or the Hail Mary.
He was not charged with his latest rape.
Of course not. He's Ben Roethlisberger.
He's innocent. And everybody knows that somebody who's innocent constantly gets accused of these things.
Did Kobe Bryant get charged?
How many times have you been accused of rape?
Me?
Yeah.
Never?
Gully, how about you? How many times have you been charged with, been accused of rape?
Never.
Me neither. I'll be damned.
It's because we're not famous enough.
I don't know. These Ben Roethlisberger's people seem to make it think like everybody gets charged every once in a while. It doesn't mean they're up to no good.
Yeah, it's an everyday occurrence.
If I'm Ben Roethlisberger, first thing I'm going to start doing, number one, only start nailing sober women, okay? Start having sex with just sober women, Ben.
Yeah, doesn't anybody learn anything from Mike Tyson?
Yeah, number two, start learning the word no and how they say it in several different languages.
It's pretty much the same in a lot of languages,
oh, it is?
Actually.
Oh, because he seems to think that somehow that's, he doesn't understand it. Has problems with it. And number three, maybe you start hanging around a better class of friends.
You stop hanging out with the strippers.
Maybe get some people that'll say, hey, that's not a good idea. That's not a good idea to do that. By the way, Gully just, before the show started, Gorilla said, hey, he needs a few minutes to talk about a Michael Jackson thing. And then Gully said, hey, I need a few minutes to talk about this one thing. So I said, okay, we'll do both. And then, Gully just typed into our private chat. He just said, I've decided not to mention the thing I was going to mention because there may be an impending court case.
Well, it might be.
Oh, God.
So now I'm thinking that I really want to hear it.
I'll just type it out. Don't say nothing. Just type it out.
Good.
Yeah, because I couldn't really mention it, but I am actually shocked, and I hope the law acts to the fullest effect against the offender.
All right, so somebody, why don't you tell us without naming names? Tell us what happened.
Yeah, just say girl X.
This
and person Y.
Yeah.
take away Greek people spitting racial slurs, assault. That's the whole situation.
Wait a minute. Someone you know was spitting at people and assaulted someone? What?
Well, that's classed as assault over here if you spit at someone, and it was racially aggravated assault.
So someone you know got drunk and started hurling racial things at some people and then spat upon them.
You know what we do in America? Yes. Somebody spits on us.
You continue to go in and vote yes for health care anyway.
We punch him in the face.
Oh, okay.
Well, in this country, you get arrested for it. And get
your country's full of sissies. That's why you lost the Revolutionary War.
To be honest, though, judging by everything I've heard, the person in question should be punished to the full extent of the law.
And the person you know was the one who committed the act or had the act committed against them?
I may or may not have been related to the perpetrator of the act.
So wait a minute. You're related to someone that got drunk and spat upon Greek tourist upon...
No, on a business owner.
Screaming out racial slurs toward them.
What do you say? What racial slurs are there against Greek people?
Well, you could name a few.
Quite a few.
I can't name any.
I can think of several.
I think there are the Greek or Turkish, but there was quite heated exchange, shall we say.
So this person was being racist towards them?
Yes, and spitting at them.
Good Lord. What the hell kind of
people? You know the only thing I've ever said to a Greek person before was?
Good Euro. Nice Euro.
Yeah, get in your ass in the kitchen, make me a Euro.
I love the Euro stop. It's fantastic. They're Greek.
I had that a couple days ago.
I think. I want to talk to them. Hey, Gorilla, don't you think we should bring them back to advertise on the show again? Weren't they the best advertisers?
And they were up for anything.
Lot of advertisers. Gully, and it's a shame you don't live here, but we've had a lot of advertisers, but one, the Eurostop was such a great advertiser because, you know, not only did they paid their bills on time and stuff like that, which was great, you know, they were a good advertiser that way, but they also would, you know, every once in a while invite us to go buy for food, and which was smart on their part because we ended up, after they gave us the free stuff, we ended up going there and paying for it all the time. Anyway, look, Gorilla still goes there and pays for it. So it was pretty smart. It was smart on their hands, or smart on their part. But, man, that was the best. I got to get them back on. I always liked that company. Good
free stuff is good.
Good people.
And like I said, they were never afraid to come in. And, like, we'd have a script ready for them, and they just read it.
Yeah. Yeah, they were great. Yeah, that's what we got to do. We got to get them back.
I bet you never felt the need to racially assault or spit at them in any way.
I don't racially assault anybody.
Oh, well, that's okay, then.
Except for white people.
Now, why I'm half white. I'm half white.
You have issues with your white half. So you assault white people.
Thank you, Glenn.
Glenn Miller said it.
Thank you, Senate candidate Glenn Miller.
Your dark side.
Yes. By the way, if people want to download that, that's it. What episode was that? Do you remember 48? That's episode 48, by the way. Okay, yeah, which reminds me, I have been having arguments with the iTunes people.
Mm-hmm.
It's been horrible.
Why? You won't get anywhere. They're like the SS.
Unbelievable the problems I've been having with them.
Why would you get into arguments with
them? Because our show is not searchable on iTunes.
So what? It's searchable on ChubbyRay.com.
Yeah, but that's not the easiest.
Yeah, you want it in the list?
Yeah, it's got to be. It's not listed.
Listeners, so.
It's not listed.
Oh, wow.
And one of the biggest email complaints I get are from people complaining that they can't get the show on iTunes. You can get the show on iTunes, by the way. It's very easy. You click on the podcast on the webpage. It takes you to that podcast.com. This is the easiest way to do it. Go to that podcast.com, click on the advanced, it'll say subscribe through iTunes. You can do that. Extremely easy. There's one on ChubbyRay.com where you can subscribe through iTunes, but people like to go to iTunes, search Chubby Ray and find it that way, and they can't. And it's
yeah,
iTunes.
There's a lot of
it's iTunes' a lot fault.
Of it's always iTunes' fault.
No, it isn't. It's their fault.
Take some responsibility, man.
Yeah, but Gorilla, you want the fact that people can type in a tag like comedy or debate
and
or talk,
yes.
And then we could show up. That's what we want. So, yeah,
well,
I agree.
So I have been arguing with them. I've been arguing with them day after
day.
Well,
you know what? If you quit bashing corporate America, iTunes might actually listen to you.
Ridiculous what's happening.
Pass me the details of who you've been dealing with.
Listen,
I shall work on it.
Love it or hate it, iTunes is a necessary evil. So everybody, do me a favor,
iTunes,
go to iTunes and complain. Tell them they need to make Chubby Ray Live searchable. And in the URL, by the way, is chubbyray.libsyn.com/RSS or something. And I'll put the address public so you guys can put it in there and ask them where the hell it is through iTunes. It would be so much easier.
So when iTunes starts shipping jobs overseas, are you going to pull the show off iTunes?
I wish I could. It's a necessary evil. So many people have iPods.
Mm-hmm.
It's the number one MP3 player.
Mm-hmm.
So, So I'm starting to get scared, seeing though I'm like overseas. Am I getting replaced?
Yeah. Time for me to bring in an American. Get old fashioned American. Get in here.
That's right. We need somebody who knows what the 4th of July is.
Right. Who celebrates.
It's 2 days after.
I want someone who celebrates the 4th of July, not gets sad about it.
Well, I tell you what, right? I celebate the 2nd of July because it's my birthday 2 days before.
Right, Gorilla? We want someone on the show who celebrates the 4th of July, not get sad.
Oh, beautiful.
By the way, that was one of the funniest guys. One of the funniest moments of my show since being just on the web is when someone wished Gully. When someone wished Gully a happy 4th of July. And his reply was, we don't celebrate that here. His reply was, we actually don't celebrate that here.
Well, we don't because we lost. We lost our great nation. Has gone to.
It was the best. All right, listen. I've only got a few minutes.
When we ruled everything.
I've only got a few minutes left before because I have to start recording the Dumb Media Show. Gorilla, what's the Michael Jackson story you wanted to tell us today?
All right, so there's a new conspiracy coming out right now. You may not be able to find a whole lot on it.
All right.
Yeah, but it's going to start coming out pretty soon.
Okay.
That Michael Jackson was actually killed by the Illuminati. Oh. Because he knew their plans, and he was going to release them to the public.
What?
And he was a member, and he knew what they were doing, and he was going to expose them, and so they had him killed.
Where in the hell did you... You got to stop listening to this Alex Brown or whatever.
No, Alex Jones, and I didn't listen to it.
Alex Jones.
Alex
Brown is a former Chicago Bears defensive end, I think.
Yeah, stop listening to him,
And you have to stop listening to him, too, because he's crazy. But he sure sacks a quarterback.
I hit the head one too many times.
Wait, you're saying Michael Jackson was killed by the Illuminati.
I read this. I swear to God, like I said, if I could find the link, I would go back there and read you the whole story.
God.
But apparently what happened was, you know how like when Rob was on, he said Jay-Z was a member?
Yeah.
And you get to like a certain level in your life and you're automatically to make you a member.
Right.
So Michael Jackson was a member.
Oh, that's
he knew
crazy.
The plans.
This is crazy. He was going to somehow expose the Illuminati so they had
him. He was going to expose and they had him killed.
Obviously the wax lavender owl candle didn't work. That was left on Neverland for him. That's what's going on there.
Did Hardcore Rob tell you this?
No, I ran across this story.
Because he has to be stopped.
I started laughing so hard.
If he believes this, then he has to be stopped. This is crazy. That's craziness.
Stop the madness, please.
That's insane. All right. All right, we got to end the show. I got to start the next one. Stay on. If you're listening to the audio-only feed, stay on as you'll be able to hear. Or if you're watching the show as well, you'll be able to see and hear DC and I start the Dumb Media Show. Immediately after this one ends, we'll be starting the next one. Stay tuned for that. Everybody else, I want you to come back tomorrow, 4:30, for another episode of this show, Chubby Ray Live, where Gorilla and I will try our best to not argue tomorrow.
Well,
it's very hard because he drives me insane.
I'm a big fan.
Lunatic. Thanks for listening, and talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody. Say goodbye, Gorilla.
I miss you, MJ. Goodbye, everybody.
Say goodbye, Gully.
The end of the world is nigh. Goodbye.
So long, everybody.